Welcome. You're listening to Wi-Fi, all where we don't just connect what we know, but marvel at who made it all. I'm Keith Whitley, and today we are going to talk about the monarch butterflies are an astonishing wonder of nature. One of those creatures whose very existence feels like a parable wrapped in fragile wings, and their story is a remarkable testimony to the rhythm and mystery woven into creation. Every year, an extraordinary journey begins in the fir forests of central Mexico, where millions of monarchs survive the cold winter by clustering together for warmth. But when the spring sun begins to warm the earth, these butterflies begin one of the most incredible migrations known in nature. What makes this story so compelling is that it is not a journey a single butterfly will ever complete. Instead, it is accomplished in four generations, each playing its own vital chapter in a tale that shows the delicate yet profound order stitched into life. The first generation of monarchs sets out in March, leaving the mountains of Mexico and riding the shifting winds northward into Texas and the southern United States. These butterflies mate, lay eggs on milkweed plants, the only plant their caterpillars can eat, and then soon die. Their lives are brief, barely a few weeks long, but their children take up the mission they left unfinished. Generation 2 continues the journey farther north across the central states, once again feeding, laying eggs, and advancing the Great Migration. By the time the third generation emerges in summer, the monarchs are spread across the northern plains, the Great Lakes, and even southern Canada, painting fields and gardens with their brilliant orange wings. And yet even here, the march is not complete. Each generation lives only long enough to continue the cycle, one more piece in a puzzle greater than themselves. Then comes the fourth generation, often called the super generation, and this is where the miracle deepens. Unlike their parents and grandparents who lived only weeks, the super generation is born in late summer and can live for up to 8 months. These butterflies, delicate as stained glass, fly all the way back to Mexico, retracing a path they themselves have never traveled, returning to the very same groves of fir trees where their great-great-grandparents had wintered months before. Scientists remain mystified at how they know the way, suggesting that perhaps they carry an internal compass guided by the sun or Earth's magnetic fields. But even those explanations cannot fully account for the exactness of their return. For many, this astonishing journey is not only a marvel of biology, but also a whisper of divine craftsmanship. A reminder that creation is full of mysteries too perfect to dismiss as random. It is as if the story of the monarch is not simply about survival, but about trust, endurance, and purpose woven through generations. And now you know, the truth of the story for monarchs is that they embody far more than the flutter of wings across a field. They bear the imprint of a creator who builds harmony into even the smallest lives, teaching us that what one generation begins, another completes, and that even the briefest life can leave a legacy reaching farther than it could travel alone. In the end, the monarch is not just an insect, it is a testimony of beauty, resilience, and the miraculous order that surrounds us, if only we pause long enough to see it. So that's today's signal on Wi-Fi, a world filled with wonder, written by a creator who connects all things from atoms to galaxies, from yesterday to forever. Don't forget, science explores how things happen, but faith reminds us why. I'm Keith Whitley, and now you know the truth. This was Wi-Fi. Stay curious, stay connected, and we will see you here next Wednesday.